Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. And if you miss a week or want to share something you heard on the show, you can go to iTunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. You could download, I think there's 100 different shows there. It keeps 100, so knocks them off as they get older, but there's about 100 of them there. And then today's topic is going to change the way you think about food and the way you think about your symptoms, whether you have migraines, tummy trouble, or simply can't lose that weight no matter what you do. And we're joined by Roger Deutsch, who is regarded as the world expert on food intolerances. He's been involved in research and development of the ALKET testing, which is a test that I know you as listeners have heard us talk about here on the show before. And he's been involved with that research for 22 years. He's author of the book, Your Hidden Food Allergies Are Making You Fat. And I love that on the cover you like made the word fat big and bold.
Yeah, well, the publisher did that.
I love that. But we're glad to have you on with us.
Thank you.
Roger, it's terrific you're here. I think, first of all, for our listeners, they really need to understand what the difference is between food allergies and food intolerance. So can you give them a brief explanation of that?
Yeah, of course. Now, from one perspective, there's no difference because the original intention for coining the term allergy was to denote an altered reaction. But the medical profession, particularly in Europe through the 30s, wanted to narrow that definition to denote only a reaction which is now we know to be mediated by this kind of antibody that's involved in our defenses against parasites and therefore displays immediate symptom onset and very dramatic symptoms. Because if a cell has to combat a parasite, it has to release a lot of very toxic chemicals very quickly. And so when you have an allergy to a food, such as we hear about people having just a little bit of peanut in some sauce and then their throat closes up, that's mediated by IgE, and it's an evolutionary protection against parasites. And it's very dramatic. It's very obvious because the immune system responds very strong. Now, an intolerance is what the ALKET test measures, is much more subtle. It's a different branch of the immune system. It's the branch of the immune system that's involved in fighting against smaller pathogens like bacteria and viruses, and therefore the symptoms are not so clear. So you might eat something tonight and tomorrow afternoon have a headache, and you have no clue that there's a connection between the headache you have today and the sandwich that you had last night with the turkey or the wheat bread or something, because the symptoms are delayed. And since it may be something you have in your diet every day, the symptoms are sort of chronic, so you have it all the time. See, people oftentimes walk around with intolerances or sensitivities to foods and have symptoms, and they're chronic and they're low grade, and they have no clue at all but that if you just avoided a couple of foods, those symptoms would just go away.
Well, I think it's really fascinating that you're the world expert. I know that you go all over the place talking about this and educating people. But what got you interested in this field?
It's a great question. excuse me, Judy. I became interested in this field actually about 40 years ago. And it was about 27 years ago that I started the ALKET testing laboratory. And the reason I became interested is that I myself had some pretty severe allergy issues growing up. And I went for conventional treatments, which were injections and some antihistamine drugs. And those worked for some people, but it didn't work for me. And so I kind of made it a personal mission to try and figure this out for my own benefit. And so I studied everything that I could about natural ways to deal with allergies. I went to England and I studied Oriental medicine and did a whole bunch of other stuff. And then I discovered that diet was the biggest factor in terms of health, at least for me. And I think actually it is for everyone. And So I got involved with some people who were doing research in this area of cellular testing for food intolerance, and they needed someone to help them develop a business, and that's what I did.
Well, so this ALCAT test, because this is the test that that we do in our office. We only got a couple minutes before we got to go to break. Give a brief description for our listeners so they can kind of understand. It's a blood test, but then kind of what happens once we send it to you guys?
Yeah, when we get the sample, and we're going to be measuring the immune system cells, so we want to get the sample into our laboratory overnight or latest within 2 days so that the cells are still alive. Then once they come in, we treat the sample. We actually separate out the immune cells and add back some of the plasma, which contains all the antibodies and serum factors. Then we put it into a well that already contains the food extract. And so there's multiple wells. There can be hundreds of them. So one would contain beef, another corn, another milk, another, you know, so on and so forth. And then after incubating, so we let the immune cells mix with the test substance, we put it through an analyzer that measures the cells, the number of them and the size of those. And so if the immune cells react to that substance, we see that through our measurement. The cells may swell up. The cells may become very aggressive and then become destroyed in trying to defend against this beef protein, for example. And our machine will make a measurement of the number and the size of the cells and compare it to the patient's own cellular response when there is no additional test substance in there.
Well, I think that's so fascinating. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about our results and some of the different results that we've seen in people with this test and how it's changed their life. For our listeners, you really want to hear this because you may be one of those people that just cannot figure out why you have this weird symptom. Again, why you can't maybe lose weight. You have people telling you, well, you just got to have better willpower or it's all in your head. You know what? That's not the case. I mean, the fact is, lots of people have different food allergies, and we're going to go on and talk about those when we get back. We got to go to a break, but you're listening to the Staying Young Show. Don't go away. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, this and every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Just go to itunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. And today's topic is all about food allergies and food intolerances. And we're joined by the world expert on food sensitivities and the author of the book, Your Hidden Food Allergies Are Making You Fat, Roger Deutsch.
Roger, one of the questions or things, comments we make to patients oftentimes when we talk about age management and is the one of the big contributors to our aging process is an inflammatory state that, you know, anything we can do to try to reduce the inflammation that's going on. I mean, everybody's taking their antioxidants, et cetera, et cetera. But when people have these type sensitivities, I mean, what you just described in the testing method is that inflammatory reaction going on, is it not?
It is. You know, we've probably heard a lot about free radicals. That was a theory of aging called the free radical theory of aging, propounded by Dr. Denham Harmon back in 1956, that the body, particularly the white cells, the immune system cells, produce free radicals, which essentially are aimed at destruction of pathogens. But what happens is as a unintended or undesirable, but you have to live with side effect, is that when the immune system attacks a pathogen, the free radicals that are generated also attack the body's own structures, the proteins, even the lipid metabolisms. Lipid membranes go through a certain metabolic activity and produce other toxic chemicals like leukotrienes and so forth. And they can even attack the DNA. So, in fact, when there's an inflammatory state in progress, it actually shortens the DNA strands inside the nucleus and also damages the DNA in the mitochondria in the cell, which is our energy production machinery. And when the DNA gets too short, the cells can no longer divide and goes into a state of senescence, and then you have tissue and then organ decay, and you have dying.
Yeah, that's exactly how we talk a lot about telomeres, and so, you know, it's exactly how we describe it, that cells, tissues, organs, death.
Yeah. So you need your immune system to be able to respond to a genuine threat, but you don't want it firing off all the time because you're eating Wheaties or, you know, something that may even be very healthy, but it's just not healthy for you. And that's what the test is, to find out how the food affects you as an individual with your own unique biochemical makeup.
Well, speaking of healthy food, I had the ALCAT test, and for our listeners, that's spelled ALCAT. And I had, without going into it in voluminous detail, there's three or four areas. You have your severe intolerances, moderate, mild, and then all the foods that you're fine with. And one of my severe intolerances was egg whites, of all things. And, of course, egg whites are normally very healthy. They're high in fat. I'm sorry, they're high in protein. They have no fat, and they're very healthy. But in my case, it is not good for me. And then under the moderate, I had turkey, of all things. I used to like turkey sandwiches to help me lose weight. And lo and behold, it's not good for me. Now, so far, I haven't been following the mild intolerance is very well, but I've eliminated the severe and the moderate. And I must say, I do feel better. I feel clearer headed and I have more energy. But in these reports with the ALCAT, you talk about the elimination diet, the rotation diet, about how when people can reintroduce some of these foods in their diet. Can you talk to our listeners about that a little bit, Roger?
Sure. When the testing is done, the most severe reactions are reported out as being in a red category. So if a person gets a report through their healthcare practitioner, they can have it explained by them to understand, or it's very simply color-coded, and there's explanatory notes and accompanying literature, and then there's also we provide nutritional consultations. But the gist of it is that the foods that are the most reactive are either reported as severe in a red category or orange in a moderate category, and they need to be avoided. And so the first step is to cut those out, and to also effectively cut those out, you have to know where that appears. So if someone has a reaction to egg white, it doesn't mean just omelets or sunny-side-up eggs. It also means cakes and other baked goods that contain eggs, and a lot of things do. So you have to get in a little bit into circumspection and some label reading and so forth. And then the other component there is to take the foods that are tested as safe and not rely on just a small handful of those. And the reason is that you want to be able to continue to maintain good nutrition. So you have to, you know, maybe restructure your diet. And if you're taking some things out that were a good source of protein, you have to find other sources of protein that are healthy for you. So that's one aspect. And the other aspect is rotating. Don't eat the same thing every day because it could overload some detoxification pathways in your body. And you might start off not being reactive to it, but develop a reaction by having it day in and day out. So those are the three principles that someone has to follow in terms of applying the results.
Now, what about the mild intolerances? Can people have them like every fourth day, or should they eliminate those also?
Then it's relative. If there's a lot of severe intolerances and moderate intolerances, you wouldn't try to eliminate the mild intolerances, which are really borderline. They may not even be a problem at all, although they may be a slight problem. So you would hold them to the side for a while and see how it goes, eliminating the stronger reactive foods. And then if you're still not feeling great, you'd start gradually eliminating all of those. But we want to balance this between common sense and what's real and practical and what people can actually do and getting the best results. So those reactions aren't that strong, but you kind of feel your way with that.
Yeah, I have the test, and I think for me, I carry it around in my purse, and three of our kids have had the test, and they carry it around with them. And really, I couldn't believe the difference. In a couple of weeks, I lost 3.5 pounds. I didn't do anything except not eat the stuff in my red, orange, and I eliminated the yellow, which is the mild as well. And I just tried to eat the things that were in the green, which are the, you know, green light, go ahead and eat these. But it's fascinating to me to see the alignment within the family, that there were some intolerances that were very common, and I think maybe there's a genetic factor there.
Well, I was going to lead in with something along those lines also, was that do you see regional differences? In other words, you know, like the Mediterranean peoples tend to have certain foods they can, and then Northern European or Asian. I mean, have you tracked any of that, or like Judy was saying, even within families?
Yeah, those are good questions, and in fact, we do. One of the first studies that we supported that was performed independently at a university and some clinics in England found out that there were a lot more reactions to potatoes than we as Americans have, and they were valid reactions. And so it was a combination of factors. one, there is some kind of genetic predisposition, but two, the people in England eat a lot more potatoes than we do. So, and that's the rationale behind the rotation. And even if you have perhaps a little tendency to be reactive to something, if you can have it just occasionally, you can tolerate it much better.
So the Irish could take over the British if they just shipped all their potatoes over to, is that it? Use it as a weapon? Chemical warfare?
I've never really had that question put to me before. But I suppose if I were, you know, if I were in the military, I think I'd want to have my soldiers Alcat tested.
that is a really good point, because when you eliminate the things that aren't good for you, you can feel better, you can think better. I think every person that's in a position to run a company, run a family, you know, they're responsible for even more than themselves. They should have this test, because it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
It just amazing.
You have to have the discipline to execute the plan on the backside.
Well, I think when you see these things and they're in red and orange and, you know, don't eat these, you kind of like, oh, okay. I mean, if somebody tells you you're allergic to something, you stay away from it. I mean, wouldn't you say?
Yep. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I think most people, you know, if they have that severe allergic reaction, you know, when they've had to, you know, use EpiPens and stuff, but, you know, this is a little less obvious, the reaction, unless they stick to it and you can get them to commit to doing it 2 weeks, and then they have the type of reaction you guys have had where you felt better.
Now, Mark, I think you haven't had the Alcat because you're terrified you'll be intolerant of beer.
Right. I do not want brewer's yeast showing up on my list. Yeah.
Well, I think that's one of those. You said you have to stay away from it, because if you do too much of anything, it could show up. So,
Damn. Hey,
we got to go to a break, but stay tuned, because we're going to keep talking about these results, and we're going to talk about the science behind food intolerances. There's a lot of great stuff coming up about this Alcat test. And if you haven't been to the website, EMTexas, spelled out, emtexas.com, be sure to go there. There's lots of information about the Alcat test and how you can get tested through our offices, and just lots of great information, even reiterating what we're talking about today. But don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you suffer from digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or a foggy brain, the answer may be found in the foods you eat. Everyone has a different tolerance to foods. The Alcat test can look for food sensitivities and helps provide you with a roadmap for your personalized nutrition. Blood test, taken in the office, can simply change your life or the life of someone you know. Isn't it time to feel the best that you can? Call 817-552-4300 now to arrange for the Alcat test. The Alcat can measure everything from foods, additives, colorings, to chemicals and medicinal herbs that you may be sensitive to. Stop guessing where your symptoms are coming from and start getting information. No matter where you live, arrangements can be made for you to get the answers you need. Call 817-552-4300 today or visit emtexas.com. 817-552-4300 or visit emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again. Again, is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your vitality profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. We're joined by Roger Deutsch, a world expert on food intolerances and the author of the book, Your Hidden Food Allergies Are Making You Fat. I cannot tell you how many patients have come to see us in the past and couldn't figure out what was wrong with them. Maybe they're, you know, they got put on a slew of unnecessary medications. Maybe they had symptoms that, you know, they were told the symptoms were in their head, or, you know, this doesn't make sense, or they got weird symptoms and they don't match up to any one diagnosis. And it's frustrating when you're in that situation because you know something's not right and you just can't figure out what it is. You can't put your finger on it. Maybe you end up going from doctor to doctor and they're all looking at you like, you know, really? maybe you just need a checkup from the neck up, but really.
You need a pill. No, we got a pill for that.
We got a pill. There's a pill for that.
I can write you a script and get you out of my office in 10 minutes. So it goes back to the old adage when I was a kid, the nutrition deal posters all said, you are what you eat. And it's like, it's the best summation of it all. And we need to get back to using that.
I agree. No, well, let's talk about the science behind food intolerances. There's some really neat science behind it. And, Roger, why don't you kind of take us through some of those things, like the leaky gut?
Yeah, sure. Well, just wanted to comment on that adage that we are what we eat. Nowadays, you have to consider that you are what you eat eats. And what I mean by that is that, some people think that, well, they've read all about omega-3s being great for you and anti-inflammatory and so forth, but let me go out and get some salmon to eat because it's high in omega-3. Well, make sure that the salmon is wild salmon, because if it's grown on a salmon farm, it's been fed a lot of corn and soy, which is high in omega-6 and can actually be pro-inflammatory. So with the changing landscape in terms of agriculture and the food supply, these issues get a little bit more challenging. And leaky gut, by the way, we have conferences once or twice a year, and last time we invited Alessio Fasano to come and speak, and he's probably the world's expert in celiac and leaky gut. And one of the things that I was very intrigued by in his studies in looking at the difference between full-blown celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disease where you do have the destruction of the intestinal villi, and other physiological changes that render a person more or less incapable of absorbing nutrition. And another much broader phenomenon called non-celiac gluten sensitivity is that we're looking at two actually different biological processes in two different disease states, although they both involve inflammatory processes in the gut, and there can be overlapping of symptoms. Now, the first one, the celiac disease, involves the release of a chemical that signals the tight junctures in the cells lining the gut and the endothelium called the enterocytes to open up, and then nutrients can pour through, and food products and bacteria that are resident in the intestines can pour through into the circulation and then cause secondary problems. that will then feed back and produce autoimmunity against the cells themselves, and you get a positive feedback mechanism. But that doesn't occur as often as people think. Leaky gut, when you actually test for it, and there are ways to test for intestinal permeability. I don't know if there's time to get into that, but common, let's call it food sensitivity, which we've been mainly discussing, does not induce leaky gut as often as people had thought. And so even through normal digestive processes where the food is broken down and digested, there can be chemicals in that food, again, even a healthy food, that are just incompatible with a person's biochemical makeup. So, for example, all fruits and vegetables produce natural toxins in order to protect themselves against pests. Well, if for generation after generation we've been eating an indigenous diet, we're accustomed, our genes have adapted to produce the enzymes to break down those naturally occurring toxins. But nowadays we get food shipped in from all over the world, all seasons of the year, and things are added to the food. And in fact, other things are subtracted from the food in terms of commercial agriculture. We don't get the nutrients from the soil into the food that we eat. So our capability of detoxifying these naturally occurring chemicals is reduced, and the amount of challenge of these chemicals, naturally occurring as well as artificial, is increased. And so we see all kinds of inflammatory states imposed upon the cell that are not following these classical allergic or even increased intestinal permeability type pathways. They're just pharmacologic. And that's what makes them so strange. It's going beyond allergy and our, what we've basically understood about even intolerance. And we're seeing that the cells get activated by all different kinds of signals that mimic pathogens or even danger signals or too much sugar in the blood. And then the innate immune system gets activated and can cause all these inflammatory processes.
Well, one thing, you know, that we see is like resveratrol, and we've talked a lot about it, you know, is there to protect the plants from fungal infections. And so a lot of these things that are, some of them are beneficial to us as humans, tend to be antifungal type protective chemicals. And then my other question I was going to follow up with was, if you've been doing this 27 years, have you seen an increase in people since more over there in the red column over the last 10 years, 20 years than previously?
I think there is. Of course, we've always, in the pioneering days 25 years ago, when we first started doing this 25, 27 years ago, our patient profile was really mainly the sick patients, because in those days it was only the pioneering doctors that wanted to learn about ALCAT testing and this whole field, and they would send us the real problem cases. So right from the get-go, we saw a lot of people with lots of problems and severe reactions. I think as a whole in society, even though we're not necessarily seeing more ALCAT strong reactions, it's because we're seeing more of a general swath of the population more and more become interested in it and are requesting the test for health and performance and prevention. But we do see the whole gamut. Some people have tremendous number of reactions, and some, you know, just a small number of reactions, because they're just looking to fine-tune their performance and their well-being. But what we do see, which tells me that inflammatory reactions are going up, as we're seeing an increase in obesity and metabolic syndrome and diabetes, which they also call diabetes and cardiovascular diseases, and strange things like joint pain and muscle pain and skin rashes and central nervous system issues. In fact, we're having groups now who are treating kids with learning disorders coming to us to have the ALCAT test done, and we're seeing quite good results there. So I think the problems are increasing, but a lot of people are increasing their awareness about the problems and are trying to do something about it. So it's kind of mixed.
Are there things outside of restricting diet that can help with these food sensitivities, for example?
Or how do you desensitize to
them? I mean, would in a, for example, just to pull something out of the air here, would an Olympic athlete, someone that works out, say, 4 to 6 hours a day intensely, does that sort of aerobic activity, does that do anything to these intolerances?
Well, you know, each person's different, so I'm reluctant to say that generally one variable, like increased activity, is going to either increase or reduce. Generally, as long as a person can tolerate a high level of exercise, that's going to have beneficial effects on everything. The body's going to work better, digestion's better, neurology is better, muscle health is better, emotional health is better, and that can only help. Some of these reactions are, coming back to your earlier comment, they are sort of genetically based. If someone doesn't have the enzyme, and one easy example would be many Asians are deficient in lactase, and so they don't tolerate lactose or any form of dairy. Now, they're always going to be like that because it's inherited. Someone else may have an inflammatory process going on in their gut, either from a primary allergy or what they call a gut dysbiosis. Their cortisone or antibiotics have wiped out the good bacteria. There's an overgrowth of the wrong kind of microorganisms there, and this has a tremendous effect on everything: immune function, vitamin synthesis, and all these factors are in dynamic play, and they all have an effect upon how well we cope with our environment. So it is a dynamic process, and therefore anything that helps general health, adequate nutrition, right state of mind, rest, water, exercise, it's generally going to have a benefit on how we cope with environmental factors.
Well, that's such great information. Stay tuned to our listeners, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about the link between sugar and yeast. Don't go away. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms, everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. And you can visit us on the web at emtexas.com. That's emtexas spelled out .com. Or you can download past shows by going to iTunes and searching The Staying Young Show. Now, this show has been a real brain changer about how we see food and how food actually sees us. And I know that sounds really odd, but everyone's different about how they take in food and how their body reacts to that food. And food intolerances are a real problem. They're causing our country to be overweight, plagued with migraines, fatigue, skin irritations, you name it. And this is a problem that for the most part is overlooked by mainstream medicine, leaving patients undiagnosed or misdiagnosed. And today we have on with us world expert on food intolerances, Roger Deutsch. He is the author of the book, Your Hidden Food Allergies Are Making You Fat. And he's also the CEO of Cell Science Systems out of Florida and Alcat Europe out of Germany. And we're just so excited to have you with us and to talk about these things. One thing I wanted to talk about before we go further into all these symptoms and how they're related, let's talk for a minute about how some people can get yeast infections and an overgrowth of yeast because of sugar.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point. Sugar, sugar, there's different forms of sugar, and some can actually be toxic. So some people may not be able to tolerate refined sugar, but they can do fine with maple syrup or honey or so. It's individual. But a lot of the factors associated with modern living, for example, birth control pills, cortisone therapy, antibiotics, and stress can really alter the ecology of our gut. And the ecology of our gut is critical for all physiological functions. The commensal bacteria in our gut weigh typically about 2 to 2.5 pounds. And the aggregate genome of the microbiota in the gut is about 1,000 times greater than the genome in terms of number of genes as the genome of the host. So a human has about 30,000 genes, but the aggregate of all these different microorganisms that are living in our gut under normal healthy conditions contribute overall to our digestion, our synthesis of vitamins, our regulation of physiology, including immunity. And if that balance gets disturbed by these factors that I mentioned or some other factors, but those are the major ones, everything gets put out of whack. And then the wrong kind of bacteria or yeasts that also reside in the gut can expand can colonize more deeply. And they can produce toxins, like the Candida yeast can produce toxins that has knock-on effects, can even potentiate the effects of gluten in terms of initiating celiac in autoimmune disease, because the molecular patterns in the yeast Candida actually resemble some of the molecular patterns in the toxic peptides in the modern-day wheat. And so that's why we see, and we do this testing here in our laboratory, and it's also reported widely in the literature, that if you have the genotype associated with risk for celiac, you may or you may not get it. If you don't have it, you're not going to get it. So some of these situations in our gut can be active cofactors that determine whether or not the wrong genes are expressed and turn on the immune system inappropriately. So when we have an overgrowth, say, of a yeast like Candida, it can produce these sort of problems. It can also directly damage some of our protective antibodies in the gut. Secretory IgA is actually damaged by Candida toxins. So digestion is wrong, and the Candida yeast itself doesn't want to go out of existence and actually begins to desire more nurturing nutrients, and the nutrients for this yeast are sugar. So we start.
See, now you're making me thirsty because you got two of my favorite things going. You got yeast and sugar, and when you put those two together, that's brews beer. So that's a good thing, right?
Well,
and my question would be,
high fructose. Take a look before I answer that question.
The high fructose corn syrup. You mentioned some people's sensitive sugars, and do we see a preponderance of people sensitive to the high fructose stuff?
Well, we see people who have, in general, food sensitivities as craving more sugary food in one form or another.
And so then they feed into that because they put the high fructose in everything.
Yeah, and yes, exactly. And high fructose, corn is cheap. In 1974, Nixon wanted to subsidize cheap food, so we subsidized corn and soy, and that's why we have high fructose corn syrup in everything. And it gets addictive. And in fact, there's another sort of concept about food intolerance, is that the inflammation that it may produce in the gut causes a consumption of the neurotransmitter, which is also a signaling molecule used in the gut, serotonin. And then when serotonin levels go down, a person doesn't feel comfortable. So to make serotonin levels go up, they eat sugar. And why? Because the insulin comes out and takes the other branched-chain amino acids and drives them into the tissue, and tryptophan can cross the blood-brain barrier and be synthesized into serotonin. So we get kind of a vicious cycle.
So they get a high off their sugar.
Temporarily, yeah.
Temporarily, and then it becomes addicted, and they want more of it and go back and get more of it.
Yep, and then the high glucose levels in the blood can cause damage to the pancreatic cells, and then you get into you get into diabetes.
Right. Well, I'm so glad we're talking about this high fructose corn syrup, because we've been talking about it for years. I mean, we've been telling patients, get off of it, get your kids off of it. It's just not good for you. And then a couple of months ago, this breakthrough study came through in the medical journal that said that they did a study, and they had some rats. They had them in a maze. All they did was divide the rats. All the rats knew how to get out of the maze. They divided them. They added high fructose corn syrup only to half of their food, like it's only to half of the population. They put them all back in, and the ones that had been fed high fructose corn syrup forgot how to get out of the maze. And you know, this goes back to that inflammation. It goes back to all of what we're talking about.
And once you get away from it, you know, if you get some food that has it in it, man, you can tell it tastes like it's a Krispy Kreme donut.
So. Yeah.
And I was telling an anecdote earlier. I have a patient that does business in South America, and he'll go down for about 2 weeks at a time. And he says it's almost like his cleanse diet, because he goes down there and says, you know, it's catch of the day, fresh fish, fresh vegetables, you know. And he says, I come back feeling great. And even though he works and tries to eat clean here, when he's back here, you know, stuff slips through. And he's like, by the time the 2 weeks goes by that he's back in town, it's kind of gone away.
Yeah.
So do you have your own garden? I mean, do you have a computer that calculates what you should eat at every meal? Or what do you do for your food intake?
Well, I don't have my own garden, but I did recently buy a residence. It'll be a second residence in the Hill Country in Texas. And one of the motivations is, besides the fact that I just love the Hill Country in Texas, is that I can get really good organic food there and grow my own. I actually do want to do that. But I do what I can. Where I live in Florida, I try and eat everything that I do eat organically, and I like to eat a lot of a good balanced diet and get a lot of enough protein, because I've personally been a vegetarian for about 40 years, and that's my personal thing, independent of the Alcat and what sensitivities I do or do not have. I just try and eat as good a quality of food as I possibly can, and I follow my Alcat results very carefully.
Well, I think before we let the listeners go, you know, we talked a lot about wheat and different gluten things, and we talked about some of the things, but people need to understand some things that show up on these tests could be romaine lettuce, carrots, cinnamon, you know, green peas. I mean, that green peas and sweet potatoes were on my severe, along with watermelon. And it's so interesting. Sometimes I would crave those things, and I'd always feel bad after. And in your book, you say you can crave the things that you're actually allergic to. And I was just amazed at the things that showed up. I'm like, wow, really? This is pretty much what I've been eating.
That and she grew watermelons in her backyard last year.
I did, but that was by accident. That was after a spitting contest. But, you know, this is such fascinating material, and I'm sure this is probably really new to a lot of our listeners. So, again, you can get more information going to emtexasspelledout.com, and you're going to look for the tab that says Alcat, and you can learn a lot more there. But that's all the time we have for today, and you've been listening to the Staying Young Show. We're always bringing you information that you can use. Talk to you next week. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.